From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the man who gave James Bond his license to Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Good to be back in Chicago. We have a great show for you today. Later on, I will be interviewing supermodel Cindy Crawford about her new memoir. Now, back when I was a young man in my 20s, I didn't know how to get to talk to pretty girls, but I figured it out. Just wait a couple of decades until they have a book to promote. However many Vogue covers you had, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Michael Super G McClenney from San Antonio, Texas.
Is Super G your actual middle name, or just everybody there has to have a nickname because you're in
everyone,
Texas?
Everyone calls me Super G.
Why do they call you Super G? Are you a former ski racer?
Actually, it could be multiple things. I like to think G stands for grateful. I'm super grateful to be alive and to be on the show.
Well, that's great. And I'm just...
Let's kill him.
Yeah. That's a hard right to my cynicism right there. Well, welcome, Mike. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's the woman behind the advice column syndicated by the Chicago Tribune. Ask Amy. It's Amy Dickinson.
Hey. Hey, Super G.
Next, it's a former writer for the Colbert Report and Late Night with Seth Meyers. It's Peter Gross.
Super G.
Finally, it's the comedian who'll be performing New Year's Eve at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco, California. Ooh. It's Paula Poundstone.
Hey, grateful to have you, Super G. I'm glad you can be with us.
Mike,
thanks.
Or do you want to be called Super G?
Super G's fine.
Super G, great. Super G, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill this time? Bill Curtis, or Super B, is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Scorekeeper Emeritus Carl Super C Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. We are too. Here is your first quote.
If you can't handle CNBC... then I don't think the Chinese and the Russians are going to be too worried about you.
That was President Obama getting a little dig as he responded to what group of people complaining about the cable channel CNBC?
What group of people?
Well, they were on CNBC last week, and they were unhappy
with what happened.
Well,
the Republican debates, I mean, I know about that.
Yes, it's the GOP candidates for president we're asking for.
Right.
This week... they've been squabbling, but we finally saw unity among all the GOP presidential candidates. They were so upset after last week's CNBC debate, they all got together for what they called a, quote, family dinner to organize a response. And it was just like a family dinner if your family is made up entirely of crazy uncles. So there's been constant complaining since the debate about the moderators, the venue, the lack of instant replay. It is encouraging, I think, to see the Republican presidential candidates engaged in that most presidential of activities, whining. We all remember, for example, when Ronald Reagan defeated the Soviet Union. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall!
I think it was because they were up past their bedtime and they just got sour and whiny and they didn't have snacks.
They were overtired,
really upset.
They were
overtired.
My mother used to say.
Exactly.
They weren't just complaining about the questions. They were unhappy that there wasn't equal time for each candidate. They demanded that in future debates, this is all true, there will be no shots of people leaving the stage during the debate to go to the bathroom. And they each want equivalently nice green rooms.
How long is the debate?
Oh,
well,
it's like hours. Yes.
Okay, but they
forever.
Can't wait a couple hours?
Paula.
I want a leader that can slap on a catheter. That's what I want.
Here is your next quote.
Eat your burrito bowl like nobody's watching.
That was a tweet last week from a restaurant that did not yet know.
Yes,
good, Super G. They didn't know that their burrito bowls might be infected with E. coli. This is in Chipotle in the Northwest. All across Washington and Oregon, Chipotle restaurants have closed because of an E. coli outbreak. It causes, quote, explosive diarrhea.
Whoa.
Taco Bell realizing that Chipotle was getting into their lane announced their new... this is great. It's breakfast next week. Their Listeria Crunch Wrap is going to be awesome.
It gives new meaning to the brownie bowl,
yeah.
I have to say.
Now, we should say Chipotle, it's one of these newer places. It's not really a fast food restaurant. It's a category called fast casual food. While your trips to the bathroom after eating there will be fast clenched.
That's hard to recover from that. You can. It's very hard to recover from the association with
explosive
with
diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea.
The reason this is kind of interesting more than any other restaurant is, of course, because Chipotle so often stresses how natural and fresh and healthy
food is. Is it free range?
It's free range E. coli that was raised uncaged.
Bacteria is quite natural.
It is true, yeah.
So that doesn't, I think, stamp out what they've already been saying.
We won't even wash our hands while we're preparing your food.
Yeah, because that's
how natural we are.
Yeah. And, of course, they say that all their meat is raised without antibiotics. Now, of course, they've promised to put it back in. All right, very good, Super G. Here's your last quote.
I can't tonight, honey. The earth has a headache.
That was a writer for Investors Business Daily characterizing findings that what, if allowed to continue, will have a negative effect on our sex lives.
Wow.
As Bill said in his quote, it's a global problem.
Global warming.
Exactly, global warming.
Global warming, that's behind everything, right?
Sure.
Okay, I'm a little slow, but I'm catching on.
All right. Well, it is very hard to get people to care about climate change. It's a long, slow process. The real danger lies in the far, far future. And besides, if it means more 70-degree days in November, I will set fire to a whole coal mine myself. But people might finally start taking it seriously because research shows global warming might severely impact everybody's sex life. Hot weather, according to this study by economists, reduces, quote, coital frequency. We should point out that the three economists who produced this study, a study that says warm weather reduces desire for sex, these three men are from New Orleans, Central Florida, and Southern California. So they might just be grasping for excuses.
If hot weather reduces sexual proclivity or activity, how do you explain Brazil?
That's a good question.
It's like the hottest, sexiest place in the world, isn't
it? Yeah.
Have you ever had sex there?
Have I ever had sex there?
I'm just
asking. I think no. Obviously. But from afar, it seems both
it
hot
does,
and sexy.
It does seem like a good idea.
Seems like hot and sexy.
Yeah.
No, the way they did this was that they compared birth rates to weather patterns, and they discovered that after heat waves, 9 or 10 months later, there's a decrease in births in any given place.
What a exciting field of research.
Yeah.
So they're studying human behavior. Then they're not studying, like, motility or anything like that.
What's motility?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh,
well,
come on.
Paula, when a man
and
woman love each other very much.
I stayed in one once, didn't I?
A motility?
Didn't I stay in a motility?
That's what Tom does ads for.
Motility 6. What is
that sperm? Can we say that on NPR?
You
no,
just
probably
did.
Not. No.
No, you can say sperm on NPR.
It's how fast they go.
It's how fast the sperm go.
You know, do you guys watch television?
Must we compete in everything?
Speaking of competitions, Bill, how did Super G do in our quiz?
Super G is Super 3. Got them all right.
Well done. Congratulations. Thank you so much, Super G.
Rock on, Chicago.
We will. Bye-bye.